In this leader feeder, we're going to examine silos in your organization, how to diminish them so that you don't have unintended competition or rivalries between departments. You're likely familiar with a grain silo sitting outside a barn in the country. The function of that kind of silo is to keep the bad stuff out and the good stuff in. In a similar way, silos can form at work where there's unintended competition between departments, production teams, locations, and even shifts. It reminds me of the story of the two guys who headed out hunting, and as they go through the bush to set up for the hunt, they come across a bear. While one of the guys immediately starts to panic, his friend calmly unzips his backpack, takes out his running shoes, and starts lacing them up. His friend says, "Hey, what's with the running shoes? I've watched the Discovery Channel. You can't outrun that bear." His friend replies, "I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you." It can be the same in the daily production meeting. If the day shift can outproduce the night shift, the bear will eat the other supervisor, or the production manager will scold one supervisor while praising the other. Many managers and frontline leaders believe that internal competition and rivalry will boost performance, when in fact the opposite is true. Silos tend to drag down the overall performance because each person is doing only what helps their own department and not what will help the business as a whole. In the production meeting of one of our clients, they used to compare the production of the day shift and the night shift. When the day shift numbers were better than the night shift, days would receive praise and nights would be scolded. Then the next day, nights would get the praise and days would be scolded. The manager finally realized that the shifts would sabotage one another by running easier jobs, depleting the inventory, delaying a product changeover, or leaving the department messy and disorganized. So here are three tips for reducing the silos in your organization. Tip number one, stop being negative about other departments, shifts, or locations. Every time you as the leader put down another department or shift, it builds another brick in the wall of the silo. Pretty soon the guys on your team will pick up on your negativity. By all means, if there are problems with another department, go ahead and address them and resolve them, but stop the negative comments. Your team will see that you don't throw other departments under the bus and they'll be less negative too. Tip number two, use metrics and scorekeeping for collaboration, not for competition. When you measure the output of two different shifts, locations, or even employees, and you don't explain the context of your measurement, your team will substitute a sports context and assume it's a competition between rivals. Instead, the manager or the leader should use the data to understand how to support increased performance across all the teams. And instead of competition, focus on achievement. How can each department or shift maximize their performance against their potential? Tip number three, use Hat 1 thinking. The only check that matters is the one that the customer writes after being invoiced for the quality products or services that your company provides. Therefore, every department in the value chain needs to be focused on the overall success of the business, not by their individual numbers. By doing what is right for the customer and not just for your department, you'll be contributing to the overall success of the company. It's natural for leaders to believe that competition will drive up performance, and it might for a few workers. But most employees would prefer to achieve success together rather than being pitted against each other. To continue your growth as a leader, why not visit us online and check out our videos, books, or even live training workshops? And you could join our Facebook community to join with like-minded leaders like yourself. Visit us online at frontlineleadership.com.